This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Independence County government apparently faces another lawsuit from the hydro project on the White River. Independence County Judge Robert Griffin said negotiations to resolve differences were unsuccessful regarding a claim made on the county by the Gerace Company of Midland, Michigan. The judge said the claim is in regards to the caps installed at Lock 3 to increase production of the hydro project. Griffin said the caps were installed under a contract signed in late 2007 and completed in 2009. He said negotiations have been ongoing since March of this year. He said there were high water issues that retarded the installation, and the question on the claim revolves around who's to pay the extra cost involved in completing it. Judge Griffin says he's confident the county will find favor in federal court when a jury hears the facts of the case. He said, quote, "We regret the county being subject to one more lawsuit regarding the hydro project from such a long time ago, but we will finally clear up all the past issues soon and look forward to the future of the project being as successful as is possible to retire the bonds," unquote. Griffin said since there is litigation pending, the county will have no further comment on the matter until it's resolved through the court process. Gerace is being represented by the H. David Blair and Robert D. Stroud law firm in Batesville. The Independence County Election Commission added another public hearing for this evening before the three-member body decides what part of the county each of the 11 Justices of the Peace districts will represent. The commission presented its last draft at their last public meeting last week and received their best reception to date. Commissioner Philip Finch, though, says he prefers another version, and the commission will need to decide after tonight's meeting which one to go with.
We're required to try and overlay our JP districts as close as possible to match those House districts to make it easier on the voter and the taxpayer. We'd really like to have some input on that on Monday night because this is going to be set in stone for 10 years.
Philip Finch, the public's encouraged to attend tonight's meeting in the second floor courtroom of the library building in Batesville. Starting time is 6:30. And the shuttered Yarnell's ice cream plant in Searcy goes on the auction block this week. The only remaining Arkansas-based ice cream maker abruptly closed in June and later declared bankruptcy. Wednesday's auction of equipment and real estate is being held to raise money owed to 240 creditors. A Heber Springs teenager was killed Sunday morning in a two-vehicle accident in Cleburne County. State police say a vehicle driven by 17-year-old Blake Leonard was stopped in a traffic lane on Highway 110, making a left turn into a private drive when another vehicle struck him from the rear. The driver of that vehicle was 17-year-old Jeffrey Anderson. A passenger in the Leonard vehicle, 14-year-old Toby Simpson of Heber Springs, was killed. Leonard and two other passengers, 16-year-old Brandon Leonard of Heber Springs and 15-year-old Jason Hammonds of Quitman, were injured. Anderson, the driver of the other vehicle, was not hurt. Independence County authorities are looking for a vehicle stolen from a parking lot on St. Louis Street in Batesville that is adjacent to Showroom Motors. Deputy Philip Pickett said Kimberly J. Clem had parked a blue in color 1975 Volkswagen Beetle coupe in the lot with a for sale sign on it. It came up missing overnight on Thanksgiving. Clem said the vehicle's doors were locked. Deputy Pickett said the vehicle is valued at $5,000. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said there is a suspect in the case. And from the Izzard County Sheriff's Office, an Oxford couple were arrested on Thanksgiving Day and charged with criminal trespass. Sheriffs Tate Lawrence said 22-year-old Dalton Ray Irwin and 33-year-old Amy Marie Smith were occupying another's house in Oxford without permission. The sheriff said Smith bonded out of jail and Irwin remains in jail in lieu of posting a $600 bond. The couple were given a court date to answer to those criminal trespass charges.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.